Chagiga daf chovov starring the Mishnah at the bottom of the previous omet, menamadim elifnim, from adim and inwards towards Yerushalayim, nemunim, amayuris are trusted regarding the tahara of klai chedes, which are in short supply in Yerushalayim. Menamadim elichitz, away from Yerushalayim, aynamunim. Kaitat, hakadat shemoich ragdaris, the potter was selling the pot, nechans lefnim menamadim, if he entered inward of medim, he hakadat vahayna kadaris vahayna loichen nemun. That is, this very potter who brought the pots inward of Medim is trusted. He is trusted only regarding these very pots imported, and only those very purchasers who observed him entering with his pots may trust him. Yutifil left Medim heading away from Yerushalayim ayin ha-Neman. The Gemara, Tuna, with regard to the Nemunas of an Amuritz in the town of Medim itself, Pa'omam kalufnim, Pa'omam kalachetz, Kaitat, Kadar yoitz v'chuvanechnas, if the potter is leaving the inward area to enter Medim, and the Chuvet is entering Medim from the outside, and they meet in Medim, kalufnim, the town itself, is as the inward area. So the Chuvah may purchase the Kailim there. For if he does not purchase them now, he may not have an opportunity later, since the potter is leaving the inward area and will not return there. Shnam Nechnusim, if they are both entering the town from the outside, or Shnam Yotzin, or if they are both leaving the inward area for Medim, Kalachitz, the town itself is as the outward area. So the Chuvah may not purchase the Kailim there. Pshat is, when both are entering Medim from the outside, the Chuvah may not purchase the Kailim in Medim. For both he and the potter will soon be inward of Medim, and he can delay his purchase until then. When they are both leaving the inward area for Medim, he also may not purchase the kailim in Medim, for he should have purchased them while inward of Medim. Since he did not bother to do so then, he may not do so now. We can prove this distinction from our Mishnah, which states, Hakadar shemocheres hakadaris, v'nechnas lefnim min amadim, he may be trusted. Talmud lefnim min amadim. This implies the reason he is trusted is because he is inward of Medim. Humadim gifa, but in Medim itself, lo mehemen, he would not be trusted. But I am a saifa. Yutu ana neman. If he left Medim, he is not trusted. This implies humadim gifa, but in Medim itself, neman, he is trusted. Ilaf clearly, from this apparent contradiction, shema menah, kan, where we do trust the potter in Medim, is bekadar yoitz of chuvanechnas, where the potter is leaving the inward area for Medim, and the chuvan is entering Medim from the outside. Kan, where we do not trust the potter in Medim, is b'shashnayim yotim or shnayim nechrusim. What agrees, shemam and adonah, nemunah b'chli chedes hadak in the kodesh. They trust to regard the tahara of small chli chedes that will be used for kodesh. Omer shlokash v'yish netulam b'yuda achas. This heter applies to those kailam that can be carried with one hand. B'yochan omer afilash ayin netulam b'yuda achas. It applies even to those that cannot be carried with one hand. Another machlokas, omer shlokash, l'shuni el rekonim. The Rabbanan did not teach this halacha except with regard to empty kailam, avo malayim loy. In the case of full kailam, the amuritz is not trusted. This refers to kailam filled with non-kodesh liquid belonging to the amuritz. But the amuritz is trusted even in the case of full kailim. Even if his beged is inside the kali, the beged of an amuritz is assumed to be tumah with midras. What it clarifies Rabbi Yochanan's position from whatever. Rabbi Yochanan admits regarding the liquid itself that it is tumah despite the kali being tumah. Vatisma, do not wonder that the tahar of the kali is inconsistent with the tumah of its contents. Sharai, the case of Logan Mule Mashkin, Ligin Tmayan Temeshiva, in Mashkin Toyin. This refers to a case where Logan, a flask, is on the upper floor of a house that has a mess on its lower floor. The opening between the floors is blocked by a klicheres. The klicheres shields the contents of the flask, but not the flask itself. We see, the status of the flask is not consistent with the status of its contents. We see that by exaded the Rabbanon, this sort of chiddush is allowed. The Mishnah, Hagabum Shenech Asilatoy Chabais, these Ayidin who act as tax collectors for a non-Yiddish king to collect taxes from other Yidin, they're authorized to enter one's house to seize security for tax debt. The agents are generally Amayuritz and transmit Timah. V'chein likewise Haganovim Shech Sirius Akailim who returned the Chlichiris they sold, Nemunim Loima Loinagani. In the case of the tax agents, this refers to the other Kailim in the house. The agents are believed to say they did not touch them, therefore the Kailim are Tumah. In the case of the Ganovim, these are Klicheres, which acquire Timah only from within. The Ganovim claim they did not touch the interior of the Kailim, therefore the Kailim are Tumah. Yibirishlam Nemurim ala Kodesh, the Gemara will explain this case. Bishah Seregon, during Yom Tov, Afar HaTrimah, they are trusted even regarding the Tahara of Trimah. The Gemara, the Mishnah stated, if the tax agents claim that they did not touch the other Kailim in the house, they are believed. In the Mishnah in Taharas we learned, Hagabum Shenech Silatoy Chabayas Habayas Kelitumah. All of the contents of the house are Tumah, for we assume they handled everything in the house. They are not trusted to guarantee the Tahara of any item. What resolves the contradiction? The Mishnah in Taharas is speaking of where there is a goy with them during the search. Our Mishnah is speaking where there is no goy with them during the search. The Tanan, for we have learned in the same Mishnah in Taharas, if there is a goy with them, they are trusted to say we have not entered at all. But they are not trusted to say we have entered, but we have not touched. Then would ask you, when there is a goy with them, why is there a reason to distrust them? Would answer the Biyachon of Rav Luzeh, the agents fear he will punish them for not doing a proper job. They therefore search the premises thoroughly, so they are not believed to say they did not handle the other kailim. They fear the goy will report them to the king. They therefore do a thorough search. One who is not chushev is unable to punish them, but he is able to report them to the king. In the Mishnah, we learn to chan haganovim shechsile sakalim. In a mini, haganovim shenach sile toich habaras. Einatum elamokom drisus rag laganovim. Only the items in the area where the ganovim walked are tuma. Now, if the kalim in the place they walked are assumed tuma, then the kalim they stole and returned must certainly be assumed tuma. But our Mishnah rules that we trust the ganovim to say they did not make tuma the items they stole. When answers omer apenchas b'shmai drava, our Mishnah is speaking kush usi chiva. Since they did shiva, they are trusted. Da'akaram d'tuna sheikh siri es hakalim. Clearly, it is speaking of ganovim who did shiva, indeed shmamino. Mishnah will learn to be rishlam nemurim ala kodesh tuna. This means that in Yerushalayim, nemurim al klicheres gas on the kodesh, they are trusted regarding the tahara of large klicheres and certainly small klicheres that will be used for kodesh. Therefore, in Yerushalayim, chavayra may purchase these kalim from amai uretz. Gemara asks for kol kachloma. Why were the Rabbuna Michael permitting large klicheres to be purchased from amai uretz in Yerushalayim, and small ones even as far as Maidim? Gemara explains, it is sha'an oisen kevshonas v'Yerushalayim, because we do not make kilns in Yerushalayim, so that their smoke would not blacken the walls of the city, and klicheres are therefore in short supply. Therefore, in the Yerushalayim area, there is no choice but to permit purchase of these kalim from amai uretz. Mishnah will learn to b'shal seregel afal trima. They are trusted even regarding the tahar of trima. We see from this pusik that when Yidden gather to one place, Hakusif asuan kelan chavarim. The pusik considers them all chavarim, even those who are usually of am uretz status. The Mishnah: Habasach es chavito v'amaschu beisus agav regel. If a chover merchant opens his barrel of wine or begins selling a new batch of his dough in Yerushalayim on Yom Tov, and some remains after Yom Tov, v'bid omer yigmor, he may finish selling it after Yom Tov. But v'chum am lo yigmor, he may not finish selling it after Yom Tov, for it has been made tuma through contact with amai uretz. All three Yom Tov, the customers handle the wine and the dough. Since there are amai uretz among them, the food is tuma. Although the Rabbanan suspends it, am uretz tuma, during Yom Tov, they did not, however, actually remove the tuma from the amai uretz. Therefore, once Yom Tov passes, the food that came into contact with amai uretz during Yom Tov is tuma lemafrei. And since a chover is usa to sell tuma food, this chover may not sell the leftover wine or dough after Yom Tov. The Gemara. Yosef Reb Amad v'Reb Yitzchak Navcha kila on the posh to Reb Yitzchak Navcha pusachat v'oma. According to the Chachomim, who asked the sale of this wine or dough after Yom Tov, what is the halacha regarding whether the chover may set it aside for the next Yom Tov and sell it then? All three Yom Tov, everyone's hand is touching it, and you say to set it aside for the next Yom Tov? The food has been made tuma and may not be sold. Omalai, the first one, said in reply, all through this Yom Tov is not everyone's hands touching it. Nevertheless, we permit the chover to sell it during this Yom Tov. Why then should we not permit its sale during the coming Yom Tov as well? Omle, the other answer in Bocha Hashta, is that a comparison? Bishlam Adawidna, it is understandable that during this Yom Tov the food may be sold. For Timas Amuretz Beregel Rachmunetar, although the Amuretz do touch and Amatama the food, we disregard this Timah throughout Yom Tov. Lehashta Tmai. However, now that the Yom Tov has passed, the food is Tomala Mafraya from the moment it came into contact with an Amuretz. Therefore, the Chovet is Usa to sell it at the next Yom Tov. Now, should we say this disagreement is Katanoi, the Tunachuda, regarding food left over from Yom Tov, Yanachena Leregel Acher. He sets it aside for the next Yom Tov and sells it then. Itani Idach lo yanachena l'regel acher. He does not set it aside for the next Yom Tov. My love, Tanui, similarly it is. But it rejects this loy. This machlokas does not revolve around the ruling of the Chachamim at all. Who the tuni yanachena? Rather, that which the Brais has taught, he sets it aside, reflects the view of Rebida, who allows the food to be sold after this Yom Tov. That which the Brais has taught he does not set it aside is the Rabbanon, who do not allow it to be sold. However, the Brais do not represent a machlokas tanum regarding what the Chachamim themselves hold. What objects? But Tizbeda, to really hold the Brais permitting the food sale at the next Yom Tov is Rabida, who Rabida Yigmoy Koma. But in the Mishnah, Rabida said he may finish selling the food after Yom Tov, which means he need not wait until the next Yom Tov. Clearly, the Brais cannot be Rabida. What therefore interprets the Brais differently? Rather, that which the Brais has taught he does not set it aside reflects the view of Rabida. That which the Brais has taught he sets it aside reflects the view of the Rabbanon. And what is meant by he does not set it aside? Since according to Rabida, one is certainly permitted to set aside the food for the next Yom Tov, it means he's not required to set it aside for the next Yom Tov, but may sell it immediately as per Rabida's ruling in Amish. The Mishnah, Mishnah over a regal, once Yom Tov has passed, Mavirin al Taharas Asura. Since amai uretz were granted a free hand in the Asura over Yom Tov, the kailim with which they came into contact must be removed from their places and made to it. Over a regal, Liyoy Mashishi. If Friday was the first day after Yom Tov, Lohoy Mavirin, they would not remove the kailim on that day, but by Kvata Shabbos, for the kailim needed to attend the Shabbos preparation in their homes on Friday. To be done after Yom Chamishi, that is, if the first day after Yom Tov is Thursday, they are not matar the Karim on that day, but postpone their tefillah until after Shabbos, Sha'ana Karim Panim, for the Karim are not free on that day either. What a tone that Abida means. Sha'ana Karim Panim Lahoiti Padesh. The Karim are not free of taking out the ashes that accumulated on the Mizbach over Yom Tov. This task occupies their time and leaves no opportunity for being matar the Karim. The Mishnah, Kaita the Mavirin al Tahara Sazure, Matbilin as a Karim Shehoi B'Mikdash over Yom Tov. For Omrim Loa Mizari, all through Yom Tov, they would say to the Kahanim who are Amayuret, take care. Shloi tigib ha-shulchan, do not touch the shulchan. For the shulchan cannot be toifled after Yom Tov, therefore it is important the Yamei Uretz do not touch it. Kol ha-kailam shohi b'mikdash, yesh lam shnim ish lishem. They have second and third replacement sets. Shim nitmi hurishonim, yivi shnim tachtayim, they would bring the second ones in their place. Kol ha-kailam shohi b'mikdash t'inin tefillah after Yom Tov, chitz b'mizbach ha-zov imizbach ha-nachoshes, p'nai shahayin ke-karka, and therefore do not acquire timah divret al-blazer. The Gemara will explain. The Gemara, Tuna, Hizari Shema Tigabashachon Iba Menorah. The Menorah too cannot be toivered after Yom Tov, therefore the Amahewitz may not come into contact with it. But as for Tana Tidon, my Tama the Tuna Menorah, the Tana of our Mishnah, what is the reason he does not teach this halacha with regard to the Menorah? What explains, regarding the Shulchan, Sipai, that it must be in its place, Tomet. Regarding the Menorah, like Sipa Tomet. Since the Menorah may be removed from its place and toivled, we do not warn the Amahewitz against touching it. When it turns to the Braise's view, Vedach, Kivin Xevas HaMenorah Noichach is opposite HaShulchan, command the Sibah Tomedim. It is as if it's written regarding the Menorah Tomet. This pasuk implies the Menorah must remain constantly opposite the Shulchan, so just as the Shulchan cannot be moved from its place, so too the Menorah. When he explains how the Tana of the Mishnah deals with this pasuk, Vedach Hayi L'Kvoy LaMokom Midoze, the pasuk simply comes to establish the Menorah's place in the Mikdash, we may not infer from it that the Menorah must remain there constantly. The Mishnah implies that if Amay Uretz come into contact with the Shulchan, it is Tomet, and what it questions this, but typically, that the Shulchan is not Ruwi L'Kabal Tomet. The Kliyats who is Silanachasi, since it is a wooden Kali made to remain stationary. And the rule is called Kliyats who is Silanachas Loi Matama. My Tama, Dimida Sakbinon. For a Kali to be Ruwi L'Kabal Tomet, it needs to be similar to a sack. Masak Metaltl is carried both Mulavaragam, Avkol Metaltl Mulavaragam. While Kali that are not made to be carried cannot acquire Tomet through contact. And since the Shulchan may not be moved, by definition, it is a Kali made to remain stationary. Therefore, even if the Yamei Uretz do touch it, it cannot become Tumah. Why then must we warn them not to touch it? With answers, Hainama, the Shulchan as well, Mitatl is made to be carried both Mulavarakami, Kadarish Lokash, Tumarish Lokash Maida Sefal Shulchan Atuin, Mechlal Shitum, which implies it can become Tumah. Vamai, but why? Kliyaita Ustilanachsi Vaina Makabatum. Elam Lama this teaches, Shamabin Oysa, they would lift the Shulchan, Imarabu, and display to the Oyler Gulam, the Lech Maponim upon it, for Umrim Lohemri, Ichabaskam Lifnamukam, Slika Kasidiru. For the bread at its removal is as hot and fresh as it was at the time of its arrangement upon the previous Shabbos. So since a function of the Shulchan was to lift it with the bread upon it, it is regarded as a kali made to be carried while mulah and can become tumah. It is for this reason we warn the Amei Uretz against touching it on Yom Tov.